Right, it's coming up to 8:15 here outside Strabane. As you can imagine, at this time on a Friday evening, the car park's packed. Plenty of people are trying to do their shopping, but it's pretty gridlocked in front of me at the minute. I can count about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10 tractors. Quite a few. Are here now trying to get the tractors through and get the traffic moving. There is a digger at the front of the delivery gate. Let's try and grab a word with some of the farmers here.
We're working for a seriously bad price. Enough's enough, like. Man's backs are to the wall.
Derek Walker is a dairy farmer from Oma. He says all farmers want is a fair price for their product.
We're not out to disrupt the consumer, we're not out to annoy the consumer, but
there are some people out there who wouldn't be, who may not be hugely sympathetic. What would you say to them?
Farming is different, like, it's a different kind of business. It's a thing that's been inherited from generation to generation.
It's getting quite disruptive here now, a lot of traffic backed up. Would you be worried about annoying the shoppers, the consumers, the public who can help you?
No, we're not out to annoy the public. We just want the public to get the message that we've had enough, like, and I think the public are quite happy to pay a bit more for milk. My business will go to the wall.
No doubt about that.
It's not even open for discussion. To go to my mother and father and say, listen, I've lost this farm. You should want to have to move out of your house because the bank's taken over.
Also at the protest, I meet 19-year-old Naomi Pollock and Amy Miller. Both girls come from farming families and both are worried for the future.
I'm going to uni this year. Obviously that's expensive because I wasn't even allowed to go away. I did want to go away to England, but my dad just said it's $9,000 a year, and the way the milk prices are going, I just can't afford for you to do that there. So he said you'll have to stay at home. And
It's sad seeing farmers going down. Like, it's horrible the way they're treated, and I don't like seeing my father or my brother treated like this.
Is it hard on your father and your brother?
It's hard on my brother. We have a farm pulling, so it's supporting us right now, but if it keeps going on, it's going to go the same way as every farmer, and it's just going to be dragged and dragged down until there's going to be no farms left.
It's just gone 8:05. Traffic's still pretty heavy here coming into Asda. There's tractors to my right, to my left, and all in front. But what do the shoppers make of all this? Would you be prepared to pay more for 2 litres of milk?
No. I get milk as cheap as I can.
You'd buy it where it's cheapest.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Yeah, but pensioner as well.
Milk prices are very reasonable.
Do you sympathise with the dairy farmers?
To a certain extent, yes, I do. The extra penny or the extra 2 pence would make a difference to their profits, you know. But then the housewife, an extra penny or an extra 2 pence makes a difference to her.
We're standing in between two John Deere's at the minute, two tractors. You know, they're parked outside.
Uh-huh.
They're blocking the deliveries. Is uh-huh. that fair?
Not really, no. No, it's not fair to ask the customers. It's not, no. You could find a better way of protesting, really. No. Because the customer, I mean, it's not really up to the customer for the dictate prices. It's up to the, like, Asda and the farmers where they work it out themselves.
Later on Friday, the farmers took their protest onto the Asda aisles where they cleared the shelves of milk. All that milk was later returned, mind you. The protest was peaceful, all wrapped up by about 10 o'clock, but the problems still remain, and Derek Walker believes there's more protests like this to come.
I would say you'll see a lot of it in the week ahead, a lot of it. Man's had enough, like, man's had enough.